So good day, everyone. Good day. Look, I'm excited. This is another moment for Gregory Cox. I'm excited, you guys. Hey, thank you, Dr. White, for having me come back and have the opportunity to share this part two. Community as a whole, what are the things we need to do and be doing as a community as a whole? And if you guys remember last month, we talked about the individual, the family, and then the community. And one of the things I shared about the individual, I said sometimes as an individual, we have to get ourselves right. We have to check our baggages and check ourselves and do what we need to do in order to go back and to help assist our family. And then once we get ourselves together and then we go get our family, we need to go into the community and affect change inside our communities. And so I was excited about that. We had a great time on last month. And so today, tonight, I want to talk about, as an individual, releasing your full potential. I'll say that again. Releasing your full potential. What do that mean? Because the truth of the matter is that some of us, we have just stopped releasing our potential, stopped trying to be the great person that we are. And for some of us, if we can be honest, some of us have let people, places, and things stop us from being great and from releasing our full potential as it relates to our purpose and our assignment. So, hey, look, let's get started. I'm excited. So, look, I want to let you know, first of all, I want to give you some keys as it relates to how do you release your full potential. I want to give you five keys. But first of all, when you walk away from this training, I want you to be enlightened, empowered, and encouraged. Someone said it with me. Enlightened. Come on, say it like you mean it. Encouraged and then empowered. I want to enlighten you. What does that mean? Enlighten means I want to give you some instructions. It's no different when you see a coach who called a huddle for his team. He's giving them instructions. He's enlightening them on the play. This is what we're going to do. These are the things we're going to do. And so he's enlightening them. And so I want to enlighten you on some things, right? Sometimes after we get enlightened, we still have a slip, a setback, or a relapse. After we've been enlightened, after they told us that you can change, your life is going to be different, but then sometimes we fall. We fall short of our accomplishments. And then that's when you need to be empowered. That's when you need someone else to hand you the baton and say, okay, you've fallen. We understand that. Get back up and keep moving. This is going to be good. And so if you can see this picture, this is a picture of someone who's doing, some ladies who's doing a relay race. And if you know anything about relay race, there's a baton. And you have one individual, they run a certain distance. And by the time they get to the next distance, they partner is there and they hand them the baton and then they continue to proceed from there. So I want to empower you. But even though sometimes we get empowered, we get left behind. Sometimes we empowered and we still fall, have a short and get left behind. Right? If we can be honest, some of us have fallen. We have fallen short of our goal. And that's embarrassing. It can be shameful and embarrassed, right? But then that's when you need somebody around you to encourage you, to inspire you to be great and to continue to get back up and to keep going again, right? And so that's the importance of having the support and the resources. And I'm going to talk about that in one of my slides as well. So let's get started. Keys to releasing your full potential. Number one. I'm excited about this, you guys. I am excited about this. Number one, you have to know your source or your qualities. You have to know your source or your qualities. If I was in church, I would say your source is your God. But you have to know your source, meaning what are your qualities? What are the things that you have inside of you that helps you to continue to be great and continue to be the person that you are, right? So I'm excited. So hold on.